Hi, everybody, and welcome to So What Happens Next. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And this week, we're continuing our marathon of horror insanity. It's The Evil Dead 2. So Evil Dead 2, 1987. Any remaining thoughts from the first one that I've held over that you maybe thought about since the last one at all?
Does it have the same director?
Yes, it does. Sam Raimi did return to direct this movie.
Okay, so we can expect the same kookiness as the first one?
Well, I think definitely, because this movie on IMDb anyway is labeled as a comedy horror movie. So maybe we're doubling down.
Yeah.
I guess
from the intensity of the first film.
Exactly. It looks like the poster for this one is called Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn. So I think that would have been kind of a cooler title than just Evil Dead 2. But, yeah, we're getting Sam Raimi back to make this movie. I don't know how it's going to go, but let's dive into it based on the first one. What are your thoughts on this one? What do you think it's going to be about? What do you think we're going to see, you know,
going like forward? I said, I don't think it's going to be a continuation of Ash. And so it's going to be like, you know, 5 to 10 years later, another group of kids. They go to, let's say they're going to do a different location. Just because, like, Evil Dead, it doesn't seem to have, like, a location per se. So,
well, yeah, the evil book came from Sumeria.
Yeah.
And
so
it's
I'm
in
sure,
Tennessee.
Yeah.
So I think you're kind of open to go wherever you want.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they go to another cabin in the woods and, you know, it ends up being like other people researching this type of thing, I guess.
Oh.
But maybe a more modern take on it. So instead of having the tape recorder and shit, you might actually have like other characters that live in that area, and they're just kind of like, yeah, like, go away, don't stay here, this is...
Oh, you're gonna get the classic, you know, nobody around here comes
exactly.
out alive, or whatever, we don't want no trouble, or no visitors, those, like, you know, hill folk people that are like, you're someone not from this community, get the hell out, kind of type thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And you think that it's gonna be, like, people who are actively researching, like, the book and the evil... whatever they were called.
Yeah. Unless, like, the Evil Dead has managed to transpire in, like, other people and maybe hasn't manifested yet.
Oh, so you think maybe it's, like, we're dealing with sort of a disease-esque
scenario.
Because
they have to enter their bodies, right, in order to become, like,
yeah, I mean,
evil.
It wasn't exactly the clearest movie on the mechanism behind it.
Yeah, like, a floating camera, like, rushing towards someone.
True, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just thinking it's, you know, you're going to have a different cast, and then possibly, like we said, Bruce Campbell coming back and, you know, being like, oh, this is how you're supposed to, you know, like,
right.
take care of this. Like, we need to, like, dismember everybody.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. So I think you're, I mean, obviously, I think you're dead on with the 5-10 year mark. I mean, this movie's about 6 years later, so you're pretty in that ballpark. Yeah, I guess, like, as far as I would think, I think it'd actually be kind of cool to see what you said, like, these people who are actually, like, in the middle of researching, like, maybe get one of this guy who found the book's students or something. He knows his old advisor's dead, he's continuing on with this work, and, like, trying to learn more, or maybe even do, like, what they did in Kingdom Hearts, where it's, you know, oh, you're not willing to go far enough with this research type thing, and they take the Evil Dead research too far, and, like, you get this horrible nightmare thing.
Yeah.
I could totally see that happening, and I kind of wouldn't mind it. Like, that'd be kind of cool, like, a more Evil Dead movie. I think that the demon monster people are definitely going to come back, like, more of them. I think we're going to get, like, way more than just 3.
Yeah.
And the trees. I think this is going to be kind of like, I mean, I guess ultimately the third one of these movies is called Army of Darkness. So I think we got to be somewhere between an army of baddies and three people in a cabin.
Yeah.
But I think you're probably on the ball. I mean, Bruce Campbell's billed in this movie, so I would assume that it's like maybe him. Maybe it's like him.
Maybe after this, you know, he starts investigating.
Well, I'm
and
actually
he becomes like the researcher for
oh
this.
See,
yeah,
that'd be pretty cool. See, I was gonna say what I think is I don't
like
think this movie's
a private investigator type of thing,
maybe
so, yeah, private archaeologist or something like that.
I'm wondering if maybe this movie's not 5 to 10 years later and it's like immediately after and he's like
that
wandered
would be
out
the nicest thing, but it's kind of hard to
I know.
Yeah,
but it's
that.
Like he's wandered out, but like get this, so like I would say this movie's he's wandered out of the woods finally after like fighting off the evil dead for days, right?
Yeah.
He wanders on that stereotypical gas station I've been waiting for in these movies where a group of
yeah.
teens is going out to a cabin to go hang out. He's like, you don't want to go out there, or they find him, they give him a ride or something, and he's like, where are you guys going anyway? And like, oh, we're going to this cabin in the woods, really? And it hits him like, oh shit, back in it
yeah.
again. And like he has to fight it off, he tries to convince them to leave, they don't, but he's like, I can't leave these kids to die. You get a whole thing of that, and
yeah.
then it becomes, all right guys, we're gonna fuck shit up, and like it just goes for it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's gonna be like seven friends instead of five or
yeah.
something like that, and they're all turning into monsters or whatever. How do you think this one's gonna end compared to the first one? I mean, clearly we're starting to develop a franchise here, so like the first one, for you know, spoilers for both the Evil Dead 1 and 2 in this episode.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be something like,
because you think he's dead at the end of the first
yeah.
one. I mean, clearly he's not.
I feel like
so.
It's gonna be like the ending of the Ghostbusters of honestly
where,
except
where they just
that,
pan out or they just pan out and they're all covered in marshmallow what
no like prior to so if they didn't destroy you know the marshmallow man
yeah.
and like get rid of all the ghosts
yeah
like it's just like that at the end and then they're like shit the apocalypse is like upon us which comes into
oh,
like
so
Army
you
of
mean
Darkness.
Like you mean like the midpoint
they basically released all the demons into
oh,
the world
gotcha,
and
gotcha,
the world
so, yeah.
kind of goes into shit
oh okay
yeah.
so this is like a fuck and then
yeah.
it's ended
yeah
okay so like halfway through the Ghostbusters
because yeah, they think they've won
right
but incidentally they've just released everything and there's really no way to put
God. Gotcha.
Monster
yeah.
back into its cage.
You're doing like a Pandora's box scenario.
Yeah.
Like, you mm-hmm. can't put them back in the bottle once it spills out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whoops.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. And I mean, like, that right there could really
into
lead
this,
into
like,
a
post-apocalyptic world. That'd be, like, really
that'd
cool.
That'd be cool, because isn't that, I haven't seen it, so, you know, nobody spoil it in between this episode and next, but, like, I have not seen Ash vs. the Evil Dead, but that was my impression, is it's
yeah.
kind of like what you described.
Yeah. Like, you just, you're kind
you
of living
like
a in a
post,
world
yeah,
where you're
yeah. fighting these monsters off,
yeah.
right? Yeah. Oh, that would actually be really damn cool. It makes me want to watch this series more. Which I think once we're done with this marathon, I'm definitely going to start watching that. when we're recording this, like many other podcasts I'm sure you're listening to, is in the midst of the whole coronavirus outbreak. So hopefully when this gets released, it's not still going on. But, you know, if it is, then it's still relevant. But it's something I probably will start doing during this whole lockdown. But yeah, I think you know, I'm going to back off your 5, 10 years later. I think it's going to be immediately after.
Okay.
I think we're going to have to just, you know, willful suspension of disbelief that the clearly 6 years older Bruce Campbell is not the same one from the other one. But I think that it's fine. But yeah, so we're going to take a sec, watch the trailer, and we'll give you our final thoughts on this right before we dive in and watch The Evil Dead 2. Wow. That, when I said they're going to double down on the comedy, they really doubled
yeah.
down on that comedy. My God. That trailer was, that was something. So for anyone who is listening and wants to watch the trailer we just watched, it's the 1-minute, 27-second trailer that is on the IMDb page for Evil Dead 2. It should be the first one that plays of the five, I guess. It seems like it's the original theatrical trailer, so that's pretty cool. I loved how it ended, like, Evil Dead 2,
yeah.
Dead by Dawn. Like, I loved that. That was great. This movie just looks like, I was a little worried still, because one of my comments, for those of you that listened to our last episode on Evil Dead 1, go check it out if you haven't, but I had mentioned that I was like, you know, this one was filmed like in such a campy, cheap style, right?
Yeah.
Whereas like this movie clearly is much better shot, much better special effects, and then like campy when it needs to be campy. But I'm just kind of looking at it going like, oh man, I really hope this doesn't have that effect I was afraid of like it's filmed too well and now it doesn't look, it looks like it's like, what is this movie now? I will say that to top off from based on what we said, the back of the DVD box description of this is the lone survivor of an onslaught of flesh-possessing spirits holes up in a cabin with a group of strangers while the demons continue their attack. So maybe, maybe not immediately after. I'm not sure. It looks like they redid... The thing I wasn't really a fan of in that trailer, though, was it looks like they redid shots straight out of the first one.
Yeah.
Like when he lops off What's-Her-Name's head. Yeah. It's like...
But then again, it did look a little bit different. So
that's what
maybe,
I mean, is it wasn't... Yeah. It was like they reshot the shots from the first movie, which I was that's kind of weird to do. Not the worst thing, but I guess, like, it's there. I don't know. Looks like you get some neat little claymation on the faces, though. Like, little faces that are changing and stuff. So, I don't know. Color me excited for the Evil Dead 2. I, for one, liked Evil Dead 1. This looks like it's going to be just completely hilarious and over the top. And it's also only an hour and 24 minutes. So, we're still kind of living in that 85 to 90 minute realm. So, hopefully this is spot on with just how long I want it to be. Amber, what about you? What are your thoughts, final thoughts before we go ahead and go watch this movie?
The eyeball going into the screaming girl's mouth.
I love that so fucking much. that I think made me
that
go,
just
I love
basically
it. Yeah.
Explained
that yeah. yeah there's a in the trailer there is a scene and there is in the movie too where like they're stomping someone's head with the basement door. It looks like it's the same house.
Yeah, it does.
Like it looks like the same cabin, right?
Yeah.
But they're stomping on the thing and her eyeball like pops out of her head and it goes you get like you clearly see it on a stick and it goes right into this
like,
girl's mouth.
Whoever owns this cabin is just
I mean they must have made millions.
It's
by
like
now.
The slum lords of this day. Like day
yeah.
and age.
These people suck. Whoever keeps renting this cabin out
yeah,
to
Yeah, exactly.
Teens?
They keep renting out this cabin. It's
for
just
older
like,
for older listeners, if you're out there, what was this what the 80s were like when you were like a teenager and you wanted to go somewhere? You call someone up to rent like a shitty thing and it was like, oh, this place sucks ass, and guess what?
But
just
even
deal?
Then they must have gone in there and were like, oh, like they must have just, you know, been a little too rowdy. Like, looks
well,
like they were trying
totally
on Halloween
trashed.
Costumes.
Yeah, it's covered in blood and, like, all their shelves and
like,
shit.
Like, you
are
have
destroyed.
To be blind in order not to see
or
that.
Or you just have to not care. Like,
yeah. Oh, but, like, just another, you know, situation that we had on our hands. And let me just clean it up, sweep it under the rug.
Yep. Oh, we'll put this in the basement along with that creepy book and projector and recording. Oh, wow, a sword? Well, that's going in there, too. We don't need these kids fucking around with us. Then the guy's driving away, and he's like, did I remember to chain up the basement before I left? It's fine. I'm sure no one's going to go down there anyway. And they do it twice.
Yep.
But that is our intro here to The Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn. It'll be a few seconds for you, and it'll be a grand total of about 90 minutes for us as we dive into this movie on our Evil Dead marathon. Are you ready for this, Amber?
I am so ready.
Then let's go do this. Second best horror movie ever. That was great.
Yeah.
I seriously think I just found my second favorite horror movie of all time in that movie. Evil Dead 2. Wow. Okay, how do we describe what this is? It's like a sequel, but not quite?
Yeah, it's... I don't know if they switch a few people around. I think that's what happened. So, like, the actors and actresses that they had in the previous film, they somehow couldn't bring them back except for Bruce Campbell, who plays Ash.
Right.
And so I think they were trying to kind of basically showed what happened in the first film to kind of remind people. but they couldn't bring everyone back, and so they only did like a little snippet of it, which was a little bit different. But otherwise, like, it just went straight into it.
Yeah, I mean, you're mostly right. According to some of the trivia, I guess they couldn't actually get the rights to use film from the first movie.
Oh.
So they couldn't use footage from The Evil Dead.
Couldn't get rights to their own movie?
Right. I don't know why, but yeah. I mean, that's what it said. Take it all with a grain of salt, but it sounds like they couldn't get the rights to use the footage from the first movie, so they had to restage things to explain what happened.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if you were also right in that, like, people wouldn't come back, and I mean, they probably weren't like, oh, we're going to be killed off in the first 5 minutes of this thing. Why can't you just use the other stuff? Or maybe they were busy. Who knows? But, you know, you want to make a sequel, but you have to, like, rehash the first one, which I have to admit, I kind of like the way they treat the first one in this movie a lot better.
Yeah.
Because they're very, you know, it's quickest to the point. It's just Ash and Linda, I think. They go out to this cabin. Though I think the one problem I have is like, who cares who lives here, baby? Let's just stay here and hang out. Like, wait a minute. What the fuck? Like, who the fuck is doing that?
Because
He's clearly just doing it to, like, get away. Like, he even says, like, oh, we'll just tell him the car broke down. And, and it's just like that. I don't know. Renting the cabin for the weekend made a little bit more sense. But yeah, we kind of just show, so the beginning just sort of starts out, the very, very beginning is they explain the book, the Necronomicon Ex Mortis, or the Book of the Dead, as they call it. It's the creepy book with a face on it, though they make it look a lot different in this movie. It doesn't look as, like, oily. It looks a lot more cheesy. But, so we kind of, I think I kind of get the points on that one, is this movie picks up in sort of an overlap and then immediately after The Evil Dead. So we watch Ash get assaulted by the whatever Evil Dead monster again.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, like, flying into a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, like, smashes into a tree. He wakes up and he's a ghoulie. He's a fucking monster. He's an Evil Dead. But the sun comes up and it cures him.
Yeah.
I guess. And he's just like, oh, what the fuck's going on? He's kind of going crazy.
Yeah, he's passing in and out, and unfortunately, he passes out until he wakes up again, and it's already, like, dusk.
Yeah, he's back. He wakes up again, and it's nighttime.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, shit, I gotta get out of here, and I think he gets to the bridge.
And the bridge, of course, is already messed up, as we had seen in the first film.
It looks like it looks like Godzilla tore through that bridge. Like,
yeah,
this is the thing
does.
I don't understand.
Or it just looks like it was cooled up.
It looks like someone, like, came and, like, ripped it in half because all the metal's, like, torn up.
Yeah.
And then all the people in this town, we meet the other characters later on, which include the archaeologist's daughter, Annie. I think it's like her dude is Ed, maybe? I don't know who's who in this movie, to be honest. But yeah, we got the main people that you wind up with are Ash, Annie, Jake, Bobby, Joe, and Linda. Well, Linda's dead, and Ed. I'm pretty sure Annie and her dude Ed, I guess, are archaeologists coming back from wherever the fuck they found this book.
Yeah.
And they have some missing pages.
Yeah, and they're there to meet up with her father,
right,
who obviously has the book, so
another
they
one
can, like,
for
piece
points
everything
for me
together.
Is this whole grad student kind of situation.
Yeah.
She's working with her dad to figure out what the hell's going on with this book. Along the way, they're driving and they find the bridge is torn out, and that's where they meet Bobby Joe and her man, Jake?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
It's gotta be. The way he's freaking out about her at the
end. That's definitely, I thought they were a couple, like, husband and wife.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah. And he's, like, kind of like the mechanic of the town?
Yeah, he's like a tow truck driver or something. And they're like, oh, yeah, the bridge is out, but I know a way to get around. If you follow me, it'll be 45. And then he looks at her, and she looks at him and raises an eyebrow. He goes, $100.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this guy was about to say, $45, please.
You know, it's like when we were kids, and we thought that $20 was so much money.
Oh my god.
And then
I
we
know.
Grew up and we were just like, wait a second, this is like nothing.
Yeah.
You can barely get anything. That's how that scene felt like to me.
Yeah.
Was just like $100 because it sounds good in my
and,
head.
Yeah, $4,500. And it's just like, okay, fine, but you got, she, I think Annie says, you gotta carry my bags.
Yeah.
And it winds up, the gag is like she has a giant trunk or something. Yeah. Has to carry or whatever. But while all that's going on, Ash gets back to the cabin and mm-hmm. the Evil Dead are still there.
Yeah, and they're taunting him with Linda.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Ooh, oh, freakish.
My. Yeah, so we redo a lot of the scenes of the first movie, such as that awesome scene where he chops off Linda's head with a shovel. And, like, she jumps at him, he chops her head off, and then he buries her or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're taunting him with her because they have this little scene where he's playing a piano. There's yeah. so much more to this cabin in this movie. Like, there's a kitchen that we yeah. never see in the first one. There's
like,
the,
everything's more well laid out.
Oh, yeah. Like, it makes more sense. Like, it's yeah. not a constantly continuing small space.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they're, like, taunting her
it
with,
it actually
like,
looks like people lived there.
Right. Oh, my God, I know. Like, so much more went into this movie, you can tell, because it's just like, oh, this looks like a place where someone would stay or live.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, she's, like, a headless corpse dancing in the moonlight and shit. And I think her head bites Ash's hand.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
And that infects him. It infects his hand. It yeah. turns his hand into one of the Evil Dead. But yep. only his hand. And, I mean, just the... I gotta say straight up at the top of this, I'm loving Bruce Campbell's, like, overacting. Like, you could tell he's just having fun with
yeah.
it. And you can tell that everybody just... That's what they want this movie to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's just like... No!
Yeah,
and,
like it's just
out.
So Tim Burton-esque. Like, that's what it reminded me of with, like, the whole, like, claymation.
It was very like Tim Burton if Tim Burton was more blood and gore.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Especially, like, Beetlejuice and stuff when they have, like, oh, you have a hand, like, moving
right.
around or something else.
But it was
like
just
that.
The fact that he, like, the hand, you know, he think the hand thinks it knocked Ash out.
Yeah.
And it's crawling towards, like, a butcher's knife.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, Ash, like, stabs his own hand with, like,
yeah.
a fucking chef's knife. And he's like, got you now. And then grabs... First... And also, we get the fucking chainsaw again.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just loving that it's, like, all these things you see in the first one where it's like, ah, he didn't use a chainsaw. Ah, they kind of sucked using the gun. In this movie, he's like, fuck everything. And just, like... picks up the chainsaw, he like chainsaws his own hand off and it's still alive trying
yeah.
to kill him. I mean, and then he's
able to wield a gun.
Oh, I know,
like,
he's able to just like start blowing his shotgun around and like shooting everything in the room. I mean, it's so fucking awesome. And the one-liners this guy has are just like so great. Like, he's just, you know, these stupid one-liners, like, gotcha. I mean, just, like, cheesy movie things. But every time he, like, kills one of these Evil Deads or his hand or something, he's, like, you know, like, not in my house or some shit like that.
Yeah, or groovy.
Groovy. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute because it's, like, the end. But, like, yeah, so everybody gets to the house and they all think for a minute Ash killed everybody. They
yeah.
killed the dad. We revisit the recording from the previous movie. Or at least, like, a revamped recording of the from
yeah.
the previous movie, which is Annie's father, the archaeologist who found the Necronomicon, and he's, like, reading from it like a jackass. And then he, like, I guess he turns his wife into one in the recordings, and he's like, I couldn't bring myself to, like, chop her up, so I just buried her in the basement.
Mm-hmm. And as they're saying that Ash is down there, you know, locked up.
Yeah, they trap Ash in the basement because they think he's a murderer, like a crazy
yeah.
person. I think he shoots Bobby Joe in the shoulder.
Yeah.
When they knock on the door. Because
mm-hmm.
he's, like, in the midst of
yeah,
freaking out.
Yeah, I was
out.
Sure he killed somebody.
I thought he killed one of them. I was almost sure he killed one of them. But yeah, I mean, there's some great campy cheesy scenes at the beginning, like the foam head that's gnawing on his hand.
Yeah,
it's clearly a foam head, like with a wig strapped to it. Like, it's
yeah.
just not even like painted. It's just a white foam head that you'd see at like a store. It was pretty great. Little gags, like when he traps his hand under a bucket after he chops it off.
Yeah,
and the final book he puts on top to weigh it down is A Farewell to Arms. I'm just like, you know, just those little things that are like thoughts were just fucking great. But yeah, everybody, they throw Ash in the basement. And this is kind of where the movie takes its Evil Dead 1 turn, where it's like, okay, now we're pretty much just going to be, like, fucking around with the Evil Dead. The dead mom wakes up. Or, the archaeologist's wife, I should say, like,
yeah,
wakes up
like
in the basement.
Yeah, like, she rises up from the grave,
yeah,
I guess.
And starts chasing Ash out of the basement.
Yeah.
They get him out. And then she's taunting him, kind of like Cheryl was in the first
yeah.
one.
Yeah. and she kind of reverts back to her old form, and she's like singing
Rockabye Baby.
Yeah, Rockabye Baby.
Yeah. And she's singing like a lullaby and like trying to get Annie, and Ash is like, don't be fucking stupid. And then she's like, yeah, dead by dawn. And all the things in the house are like, dead by dawn, dead by dawn. And everyone's like, no, stop it. And I think over the course of this, like, shit just the evil dead monsters start coming around.
Yeah, and it's like one by one, everyone's kind of going down.
Right. I think Bobby Joe goes out in the wilderness. The first one. Yeah, because she runs out into, like, the trees or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this whole thing where, like, the blood stops being blood. They turn it green for some reason. I mean, this movie's just wild as fuck. You even get the stupid redneck character who's like, because they're like, if we can just read the incantations to stop all this out of the book, then we'll do that. We just need to go get I think the book, or we need to get something from the basement or whatever. I don't remember what it was, but they need to get something. And the redneck's like, we're gonna go find Bobby Joe, because she gets attacked by those rapey trees in the first one.
And then he just
throws the pages in the fucking
into
basement.
The cellar.
And it's just like, he's like, now you guys, I got the gun and I've got rid of the pages. Now you have to listen to me. And they're just like, don't be fucking stupid. And I think he gets eaten or something, doesn't he? He gets attacked or whatever. Something happens.
Yeah, he gets attacked.
Oh, well, I remember.
It's
no, she stabs him.
I mean, it seems like he gets attacked and she just kind of leaves him, goes back into the house.
Yeah.
Here's like banging on the door and stuff. And she opens it and just stabs him.
Yeah, she just stabs him with the skull sword.
One of the, evil undead.
Yeah, no, it just stabs him.
Yep.
Like straight up. And
tries dragging him away.
And he's just bitching about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, get this thing out of me. And she's like, okay. And like just rips it out.
And I'm like, he would be dead.
He would be dying on the floor about this shit. But instead, you know, she does it and like is dragging him. And I think he gets taken by the mom or something.
Yeah,
shit,
he does.
Right?
Yeah. And then a whole bunch of blood just comes
spraying
out.
It sprays
like,
all over Annie.
Great.
Yes. Oh, I remember now. Ed's the guy who turns evil first. And they get rid of him like pretty much straight up.
Yeah.
And then he's the one they chop up and he's all green.
Yeah.
That just was so, it was nuts. And like, they just do this for a little bit. And then Ash, turns evil after the redneck thing.
Yeah.
Ash is chasing them. That's right. It's not the mom. Ash is chasing them. And as he's chasing them, they kick over something and the little monocle that he gave his girlfriend in the beginning falls and he sees it and it like kind of triggers him back to being normal, I guess.
Which I don't understand the whole monocle thing.
Yeah, I don't understand why it had to be this little monocle.
Yeah,
like, was that
like,
just
why
what they had
it
lying
a ring
around?
Or
yeah, like
even like a pretty little heart necklace. But I think it's interesting that he, aside from everyone, can, you know, fight this.
The evil dead?
Not the evil dead, but it seems to, like, take over
the
people.
Fight the possession
kind
of thing. Yeah. Well, I think part of that might be they're trying to explain it with the whole sun hitting him before he could completely turn thing.
Oh, so he's kind of, like, half and half.
I guess,
which
like,
would be
he,
really
he's
cool,
sort of,
actually.
I think it was sort of, like, he's... The way I took it was, like, the sun hit him, right? Mm-hmm. Turned him back, and the rest of the movie he's sort of walking that fine line of he can go one way or the other.
Yeah.
And then seeing, once he turns, that's him going one way, but then once he sees the necklace, the monocle, he goes back to normal, and that's like, you are human again. Like, you made your choice, you're back to normal.
Yeah.
And they do this really kind of funny long, like, she keeps trying to kill him, and he's like, I'm back to normal. And it's funny because they don't really explain it, but the way I took it is like everyone else in both movies, when they're trying to convince you they're fine, they're talking very soft. They're like, hey, I'm back to normal. Just save me. Please, come on, get me out of here. And he's like, motherfucker, I'm back to normal. Stop trying to kill me.
Yeah,
and like,
which
she goes
actually
to stab
is like more convincing
right.
than the, yeah.
Because like if you turned into like an evil dead right now and then you turned back and you were like, Thomas, you son of a fucking bitch. Like, I'm me again. Stop trying to kill me. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, this makes more sense than, baby, I love you. Please, just leave me alone. Like, just save me. Just help me out. Like, no, no, no. You are evil monster. I am not believing this for a second. But yeah, she comes, and it's great because he does, for a minute you think he convinces her, and she tries to get, like, the drop on him, and, like, gets the sword up and, like, goes or whatever, axe or something, and, like, goes to kill him. He's like, stop it! And I'm just like, that was good. That was a nice little extra bit.
Yeah.
But they have to decide, they have to go get the pages out of the basement now. And Ash, I think, oh, this was my favorite fucking part. They gear him up with the fucking chainsaw hand.
Yeah.
They go and they get Ash. It's this great little, like, montage where he's like, we gotta do it right or something. And him and her go into the shed, and it's like, and, like, together they build this, like, contraption to put the chainsaw on his stump wrist and, like, rig it to where the pull cord's on his chest, and he can, like, turn the chainsaw on, and he has the gun holster. He saws off the shotgun. Mm-hmm. That's the groovy scene.
Yeah,
he saws off the shotgun with his chainsaw hand, flips it around, and he's just like, groovy. And, like, holsters it, and they go down. And he, like, goes down, and I don't think he has to do... He doesn't really have to do too much in the basement. Like, he finds the pages kind of lying around.
Yeah.
And then on his way up is when, I think...
Yeah,
Mom,
she's hiding
behind
the staircase. Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's
able
to get out, but she also ends up getting out, too.
Yeah, because doesn't Annie, like, hit her back with the lullaby?
Yeah.
She's like, hush, little... And it kind of starts to trigger the mom back, and then Ash just comes out and, like, saws off her arm or something like that.
Yeah, there's a great montage because she turns into this E.T.-looking
motherfucker. This nasty E.T. thing. Like, her neck... It's all claymation and stop motion, and her neck gets all big.
Yeah, or maybe it would be closer to, if you've ever seen... what is it called? The movie John Carpenter's...
The Thing.
Yeah, The Thing.
It looks like
it's
The Thing.
It's exactly like
which
that.
Which is the number one horror movie in my book. So, no, it goes
but
The Thing, and then
that's basically what her neck is doing.
Yeah.
And it's just... Yeah.
She's doing, like, The Thing and screaming at him, and they're fighting her back. And then you get this awesome sequence of, like, they beat her or something, and they're chopping off all of her limbs. They, like, get her head, and they're chopping
each limb
off.
Yeah, and it's just moving to the left, moving to the right,
it was
going,
like,
up,
they
going
just
down.
Touch it, because he just kind of smacks, he's just smacking
it's
her
like
with the chainsaw.
It's like zero gravity, and everything's just, like, flying in all different directions. It was a pretty cool scene.
No, it was great. They, like, chop her up, and so she's dead, and you get this, I thought this was great, because this movie, up until this point, doesn't really get these, and I think this really, like, sealed the deal in this movie, was you get that moment reprieve.
Yeah.
Like, a moment where they go, okay... Let's finish this shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the pages out, and she's translating it, getting ready to read it. And then the trees start attacking the
house. And this is, like, the final big battle.
Yeah. And so she reads... So there's two inscriptions. The first one... And they're like, why the fuck would you do this until you hear the second one?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is to make the evil dead, like, physical. To give it, like, a form. And then the second one is to, quote, open a hole in space and time.
Yeah.
And, like... basically shove it through. And so you have to read one, they have to read the other. Stupid dad just read the first one and didn't bother to read the second one, so everything's just kind of evil.
Yeah.
So she reads the first one again, and this horrid-looking monster thing starts attacking the house.
Yeah.
Like, this giant tentacle monster deal is, like, eating through the front door. It grabs Ash. He's fighting it. She reads most of the second one, and then she gets, like, stabbed or something, right?
She gets stabbed by his hand that he thought he had killed.
That's right. The hand comes back because you think he shoots through the wall and kills
and
the hand.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. You just see her go, ah, and then he's like, what? And she turns around, and the hand's, like, stuck in her back with a knife or something like that. And, she's, like, laying on the ground dying and all this other stuff. And he's like, fuck, we're done. And he's, like, chainsawing this thing in the eye. And then she, like, whispers the last word or something. And it rips open the portal. And it starts sucking, like, the car and these trees. The monster, the hand, and Ash get sucked through. And earlier in the movie, you see this, like... picture in the Necronomicon pages that looks like Ash with a chainsaw for a hand, like, standing victorious over something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, whoa, it feels like someone just walked
because
over
because, like, during when they're at the cabin, they discussed how there was a man that was prophesied
right.
to kind of
the man that
destroy
fell from the
all
sky?
Of these, yeah,
yeah,
destroy all of these the, demons,
yeah,
yeah, which is what the archaeologist, or I guess the dad in the movie, had said.
No, if like, you've seen his, the movie Timeline or mm-hmm. read the book Timeline by Michael Crichton, it's kind of a that scenario. Like
okay.
instead of finding a grave with the names of the people who are digging up the grave, you're like. You see a picture of Ash, clearly the third one, we'll get into it, but
yeah.
like this seems to be what happens in the third one. So Ash like wakes up and he's in kind of this like, not like wasteland, but just sort of this like deserty kind of area.
Yeah, and there's like a castle on a hill in
yeah.
the back.
And he's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then all these like knights in armor appear
mm-hmm.
and they're like, he's a demon or some shit, like kill him. And he's
yeah.
like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden they're like, oh no, it's a Darkid? Is that what they call it?
Darkite.
Darkite. And this, like, bat person comes flying out of the sky, and everyone's freaking out. And then, like, all of a sudden, its head blows up, and Ash is, like, standing there with the shotgun pointed
yeah.
out. And he says something clever, and I wish I remember. I wish I had a list. I wish I made a list of all the, like, one-liners that he said in this
mm-hmm.
movie. If they do it in Evil, in
yeah.
Army of Darkness, I'm so keeping a list. But, he blows this thing's head off and just falls on the ground, and they're all like, who's killed the Darkhead? The one who fell from the sky killed the Darkhead. And he turns and he sees the castle, and then he looks at the guy at the camera and sees all the people around him, and you just get this long no as it zooms out,
as
and
they're
everyone's
cheering,
like, cheering
for
yes.
him.
And it just, what it is it almost just remakes the picture from the book that you see earlier.
Yeah.
And clearly that's the lead in the Army of Darkness, which is about like one of the three things I remember from that movie.
Yeah.
Is that they time travel. That's about it. But, yeah, so that movie was fantastic, in my opinion. I will just say it now, easily, like, almost, I think I would say, like, 9.8 out of 10. I think the only things that hold it back is that it's, like, a sequel but not, and
yeah.
I kind of wish it was like, eh, fuck the first one. Just
yeah.
this one. Just let this be it.
Yeah.
And I feel bad that it's like they had to do it in such a way
mm-hmm.
that they had to like reshoot things, but with different people and in a different way. But I liked the honestly, I liked the reshoots in this better than the actual shots in the first one. It was pretty great, like just to watch this. I didn't know this is what I was going to be getting, so I'm like just very happy that this is what came out. What did you think, Amber?
Yeah, I would definitely give it, like, a 9 out of 10, because it was definitely, well, the first one was good, but it definitely just added a bit more to the second one, a bit more flair to it, and we got, you know, a little bit more into, like, the book and everything, you know, about that, and I just think it, like, it definitely leaves more room for a third movie.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You get, I think you really get more continuity,
because
the first one clearly like so one of the interesting, like, again, take it all with a grain of salt, but one of the interesting like trivia bits is that I guess Stephen King really liked the first one, and I mean that might actually be true, but apparently
yeah.
like Stephen King was really liked the first one, so much so that he, when they were doing Maximum Overdrive, when they were filming Maximum Overdrive, he convinced the producer Dino De Laurentiis, who also appeared on this show prior. Want to take a guess which movie he produced that we've already done?
Oof. I'm trying to think back to all the movies we just did. Can I get a hint?
It's from about the same time period, so the 80s.
Candyman?
No. Flash Gordon.
No way!
Yep, the guy who produced, the guy who produced Maximum Overdrive
mm-hmm.
also produced Flash Gordon, but he did not produce this movie.
Okay.
at least, according to IMDb, he is not credited with producing this movie. However, Stephen King apparently really loved Evil Dead that much, he was trying to get his company to do it. So,
okay.
I don't think they did. I think the production company is like Rosebud or something, so it wasn't that one. But it was interesting to know, like, oh, horror movie and author, you know, Stephen King,
yeah.
of all people, really like the first Evil Dead, which is, I guess, surprising and not surprising. I mean, it is kind of a crazy movie. But, yeah, so this movie clearly had a lot more behind it. I liked that it had so much behind it because it was able to do things from the first movie a little bit better than it was in the first movie.
Yeah.
to where you did get kind of a continued into Evil Dead 2. But it did do kind of the same thing that the new Friday the... I know I said this, I think, in the last Evil Dead movie, but in the new Friday the 13th, one of the things it did was it took the first original Friday the 13th movie, where the mom's the killer,
yeah,
and just condensed it into the first, like, 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And, well, maybe, like, 15 minutes, but this did that, too, was mm-hmm. it was like, eh, yeah, well, this is what happened in the first one.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going. And I kind of liked it, because it's almost like you could just watch this on its own. I'm super happy we didn't rent this. I'm really happy to say we own this movie now.
What would yours be?
Oh, 9.8, 9.9.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah.
What's bringing you down? So what's bringing me down is, like I said, the just the fact that, you know, it did have to rehash that first
yeah,
couple.
Yeah, that was a little bit odd for me.
But I like that part better, so I was like, yeah, you have to rehash it, but I mean, you did it better than the first one, so yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I think that was basically it for me.
Yeah.
Because the actual gore itself was a lot better than... Actually, well, some of it did kind of
bother
me. I loved
the paint. I loved, like, the
like
red
the eyeball
shit,
going into her mouth.
That was so
God.
Good.
And then, like,
I loved it. I loved how we never...
The creepy dancing and the outside.
That
was, like,
freaky.
There were a lot of things that just made me go, oh, like...
On the eyeball note, though, I love how we never properly address where that eyeball went.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of waiting for a shot of her, like, spitting it out. But
yeah.
She just kind of gets up. I think she
yeah,
ate it.
Yeah, like, they don't even show her again because I was like, oh my gosh, she died or, like,
right.
She choked on it and thus turning into Evil Dead.
Yeah.
But no, she's like, oh, I'm okay. And it's like,
yeah, then
did
she
you
just get,
eat
she just gets, like, killed
like,
off screen
yeah.
by the trees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she gets attacked on screen,
yeah.
but she
but even
dies,
then she
yeah.
says something like, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, before she, like, goes into the woods or something, but.
Yeah, I was kind of like that. No thanks.
Yeah.
That was gross. That was gross, but
oh
I was
gosh,
laughing my ass off
she probably ate
it
or something.
That's what I'm saying, is we never see a shot of her spitting
yeah.
it out, so I think she ate the damn thing.
God.
It's gross as fuck, but
that
it's there.
That is so fucking gross.
No, I think the blood and gore in this was the right kind of campy for me. The first one definitely was like, we're going to try to make it look pretty real.
Yeah.
Over the top, but like,
yeah.
like as if real blood was doing this. In this one, when he shoots the hand, like it's straight through the wall, like it's red paint. It's
yeah,
not even like
it, yeah.
the sugar syrup
and, like,
stuff.
And like the Kool-Aid. And
yeah, it
yeah.
totally looks like Kool-Aid and it's just like going everywhere. And I'm like, hey, it
yeah.
saves you money, use Kool-Aid, it's cheap as
I
hell.
I guess
but.
It could have been more real in that aspect, but...
I mean,
I'm yeah.
I almost
like,
prefer again I preferred everything about this movie to the first one.
Okay.
I preferred the plot, I preferred the campiness, I preferred even the special effects because it was just like, let's be campy, let's do this thing
mm-hmm.
the way it could have been in the first one, and they did it, and I was like, this is great. And like, let's do, I also really appreciated like fleshing out the plot a little bit more,
yeah.
like having maybe a little bit new recording, getting somebody who is also involved in the discovery of this book in there to kind of, you know, explain shit better. Like, you have someone who can read this book and all this other crap. Like, it made more sense. Whereas in the other one, it's like, we found this creepy book. Goodbye, book. And then, like, oh, look, the book. That's right. It's causing this. Let me throw it in the fire. And, like, it does its thing. That all being said, so we got our ratings. I mean, I guess first, let's compare the two. What do you think? Better, worse?
I think about the same.
You think
well,
Evil...
for critics. But
well, no,
I
no,
think...
I mean for you
oh,
personally.
Like,
okay. Like, which one are you preferring over the other?
What do you mean?
Evil Dead 2, Evil Dead 1.
Oh, definitely Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, same. Without a doubt. I mean, Evil Dead 1 seems like a classic, and I can appreciate it, but Evil
yeah,
Dead 2...
Yeah, it, like, gets you into it, but Evil Dead 2
right.
is really what...
This is the
yeah,
one where it's,
what
like...
what clinches it.
Exactly. You're
yeah.
watching Evil Dead 1, you're like, I wish this was a little bit more campy. And mm-hmm. then it's like, oh, look, here's Evil Dead 2. And it's just, I love Bruce Campbell in this movie. I love that they clearly, like, in the first one, I'm almost scared to rewatch the first one at some point because I feel like it'll just be him holding back. Whereas in this one, it's like, man, just go crazy. Like, just fucking go nuts. And at the end, he's like this total, like, badass with a chainsaw hand. Like,
mm-hmm.
this is fucking awesome. So, yeah, I'm really, like, I'm 100% behind this movie. I've had people on Facebook after I said I was watching this, they were just like, what? How have you never seen this movie before? And I was like, it's like a lot of the movies we do on the show. It's something I've never like, was never actively not wanting to watch, but I just never got around to it. And now it's like, we decided to do this marathon and all. And I'm just like, yeah, this, this is dead on. Like, I love this movie. This is easily second favorite fucking horror movie of all time, with the first one being The Thing. With John Carpenter's The Thing. That new one is not very good. And the 50s one is okay, but not in the top tier. So that all being said, where do you think the third one's going to land for you? Where do you think in this trilogy of Evil Dead movies, where do you think the third one's going to land for you, Amber, on that line?
I think the third one, so if we're giving this, I guess,
we'll give it like an
if out, we're ranking them.
Yeah, like rank them like 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 1.
I would rank them 2, 3, and 1.
Do you think that's how it's going to play out?
Yeah, I think that's how it's going to play out.
I have a feeling that too. So yeah. As I mentioned in the last episode, and I think at the beginning of this episode, I'm breaking the rules a little bit. I did see the third one a long time ago, and I have to admit, I only remember maybe like 3 things, one of which is the fact they go back in time, which is clearly shown in the end of this movie, so it's, you know, whatever. And then I think I remember the very end. There's like a shopping mall or something. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it really all I can say is it looks like a medieval adventure, which you get at the end of this movie. But yeah, I think it's going to be 2, 3, 1 for me. I don't remember much about the third one, and that maybe is like swaying me a little bit and kind of going, well, maybe it was just wasn't that memorable. Mm-hmm. So 2 is really standing out. How's 3 going to be? I don't know, but it's starting to seem like 3 is going to be pretty dead on.
Okay.
But I think no matter what, it's going to be better than 1. And I think a lot of that's just going to be because it flows. I mean, you know, this movie ends, it flows right into the third one, I assume. But yeah, I think that might just do it. Do you have any final thoughts on this movie? Anything you want to say about it that we might have not grabbed before this?
No.
Nothing? Nothing caught your eye on this movie at all?
I think we discussed everything that caught my eye.
One of the downsides, I think, of this movie is, like, so much happens, but so much of it is just, like, we could sit here for hours just talking about the physical nonsense that happens in this movie. And it's great every second of it, but, like, it doesn't do anything for the movie. Like, or it doesn't do anything to, like, the plot. It's just, like, they're attacking and fighting, and, like, there's a scene where he dances with a lamp, and I'm just, like, laughing my ass off at this thing.
Yeah, or, like, all the stuff. Oh, my God, the horse laughing.
That whole sequence. Everything's laughing. Yeah, the deer on the wall is like, and then everyone just starts, like, moving back and forth laughing. Bruce Campbell's laughing. He's, like, dancing with a lamp that's laughing. And then he shoots Bobby Joe in the shoulder.
Yeah, he's having this, like,
he's going moment. Nuts.
Yeah.
And I think that was, like, the first part of, like, the I'm becoming a monster thing.
Yeah.
I don't really want to try to interpret too much out of The Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
But I think that was, if we're going along with this, he's part monster and he's walking this line, I think that's, like, the first I'm kind of falling, and then him actually shooting the door before, like, coming out of it is, like, you're almost there, but, and then he finally turns when he gets knocked out, and then he comes back, and that's sort of his arc. It's Evil Dead 2. I mean, it's goofy as hell. Calling it an emotional character arc is something, but it's there, and I mean, there's a lot of campy garbage movies that are coming out nowadays where there is no real arc, and it's just kind of like, this one managed to do it and be mostly just gory stimulation, and that's great. But yes, so obviously next time, we're going to wrap up our marathon here with Army of Darkness, the third and final theatrical installment of The Evil Dead. I'll probably end up watching this TV show for sure after we finish that movie. We're probably not going to do an episode on it, but, you know, maybe check out our social media for, like, a review of the first few episodes. We've been doing that with some shows lately. Like, if you go back and check out, I think we did one for The Mandalorian. I was sort of stuck at home for a while, and I did all the Star Wars movies. Also did the new Star Trek Picard show. And those are just, like, our thoughts on it. We're not really doing an episode. It's just a quick write-up, and here you go. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, like TV and our suggestions about it, then you can always check out our social media. That is at So What Happens Next. Or on Twitter at SoWhatHappensN1. And then our website, SWHN19.com, where you can find all of our past episodes. You can find all these great posters. I think those you guys will really like some of these Evil Dead ones I've been working on to incorporate me and Amber into them. Had to get a little clever. If any of you know Evil Dead 2, it has a pretty minimalist poster, but I think it came out pretty nice. But yeah, so feel free to check those out. They're funny. We post them also to our Instagram, Twitter, we're, you know, and obviously our website. Also, feel free to comment, you know, hit us up through Twitter, through our website, messages, message board, kind of comment back and forth, talk about the movies, talk about what you guys think. Some of the people we get, some of the information we get from listeners sounds like we kind of maybe are having some ideas that they don't, and people are mad or happy, and you're just like, oh my God, I thought the same thing. Or you're, maybe you're like, oh, fuck you guys are the worst, you guys don't understand art or something like that. I feel like there might have been a lot of those for Hereditary, but let us know, you know, aside from getting the feedback, we just love to have this, keep this conversation going. Like, so let us know what your thoughts are on The Evil Dead 2. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you think that me analyzing too much is too much of a reach in Bruce Campbell's character? Or do you think I'm dead on? Or do you have a different interpretation? So stuff like that, let us know. But next week, you guys are going to, we're going to wrap this up with Army of Darkness. So stay tuned for next week. And as always, I am one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And we'll see you in the final installment of the Evil Dead franchise.